We're visiting with Osage City head girls basketball coach Chris Kirkpatrick on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, start the season 2-2. As you look back at the first four games, how have you felt about the way the girls have played?
You know, coming in, we had a lot of question marks as far as, you know, where scoring was and kind of where we stand basically with a new team this year. So, you know, I don't feel too bad about it. We've played a couple good teams, and, every game we've played has been pretty tough, and we've kind of been up and down, but we finished Saturday off at the Central Heights Tournament with a win to finish third in the tournament. So I was pretty pleased with the way we finished.
Have your girls done anything better or caught you by surprise at them maybe doing better than what maybe you expected this time of the season?
They've always had the heart and the hustle, so I will give them that. Turnovers have really killed us, and there are two losses. So we've been really working hard on trying to improve in that area. And then at times scoring, you know, there's some games we've looked pretty good, and then there's some games we shoot, 20%. So just consistency, we need to get more consistent on that end too.
We're visiting with Osage City head girls basketball coach Chris Kirkpatrick on the Area Coach's Corner. And let's talk about a little bit about the players. Who's been playing well for you through the first four games?
One of our seniors, Liz Duvall, started out the season the first two games. I think she had 17 and 19 right there. So she come out, and she was our returning starter from last year, our only one. So she come out and kind of set the tone. Definitely those first two games, she didn't score quite as much the last two, but, you know, she's been showing great leadership for the team, and kind of bringing some of the younger, less experienced girls along. You know, she's really set the tone there. Defensively, our other senior, Hannah Jones, she's a great on-ball defender, got good length, gets a hand on a lot of balls, and is a good, real good defensive player for us as far as our seniors go. Brad Crawford's been running the point guard for us, and this is her first year running varsity point guard, and she's had a few up and downs, but she's been playing real well for us here these last couple games, being solid. So that's definitely been a positive. And then we got a sophomore post player that had a big game on Saturday, ended up with 15, Campbell Stark. So overall, I've been pretty pleased with the girls' efforts so far.
You have two games left before the Christmas break, Central Heights tomorrow night and then Council Grove on Thursday. Well, what's maybe a next step you'd like to see your girls take with these two games leading into the break?
Just keep improving on what we've been working on. We definitely still are turning the ball over too much, so we have to continue to get better each day as far as taking care of the basketball. But just gradually, each day our goals come out and get a little bit better, so just kind of keep that focus and keep working to get a little bit better each day.
Coach Kirkpatrick, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck against both Central Heights and against Council Grove. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you again after the first of the year.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Osage City head girls basketball coach Chris Kirkpatrick on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, Osage City Parks and Recreation, and by Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.